This is Sunny, coming to you from my backyard in the Superior Highlands in Lake County, Minnesota. Well, it's the end of April. April this year was more cement snow, freezing rain, ice, a thunderstorm, mud season, more snow, more mud season, and maple sap running season. Spring isn't 100% here yet, but it has begun. Snowmobilers and dog mushers made their final runs on snow this month. Snow melts back from plowed roads first and shoveled paths, leaving mud and ice depending on the temperatures. More items appear in the backyard that you forgot about since last fall. Ice on the big lake, Lake Superior, is blowing around in chunks, bobbing in the open water, getting blown back and forth depending on the winds between the North Shore and the South Shore. Ice on the inland lakes isn't out yet. Geese fly overhead, watching. I run outside my mud boots looking up at the geese, marveling at their return. The gulls and the waterfowl started to arrive once ice broke up on Lake Superior. The hawks started to appear overhead once the sun started melting the snow off the roads. Grackles moved through, and then juncos appeared, with their musical quiet chatter. Purple finches came back. It's so good to see them. Finally, robins. Snow buntings landed on the sides of the roads during April in big flocks, then took off for points north. Pussy willows appeared on bare branches. The wind blew, and we all started to crave the color green. April is the broken snowshoe moon, according to the first people of Lake Superior, and you can see why after winters like this one. Over 140 inches of snow in these parts. That's over 11 feet. So even when it gets into the 40s and 50s in April, the snow is still too deep to walk in without snowshoes. The webbing on snowshoes can get soaked and stretched and ripped apart. Even modern-made snowshoes break with heavy use in wet spring snow. Away from the woods, it's now mud season. Mud season was a new concept to me when I first moved here, but I learned. There's a time period every spring when the frost is moving out of the ground, and some of the roads and the driveways in the North Woods can turn to seemingly bottomless pits of mud. A lot of it depends on how long it takes the frost to move out and how the road was built in the first place. Did they design it in such a way that the middle of the road is peaked so the water can run down off the sides? Is there enough gravel on it for drainage? And are there drainage ditches for the water to go to? Some people put logs or other roadblocks at the end of their driveways during mud season to prevent visitors from driving in. Sometimes it only lasts a few days, sometimes a few weeks. This year, because of the regular snowfalls, things didn't dry out very fast. Before I had my driveway improved, mud season was a nightmare. I'd get home from a long day at work after a long commute, drive my vehicle from the county road onto the driveway and up the first big hill, that bobsled run that used to be there. I'd park my vehicle at the top of the hill, unload everything into the plow truck that was parked there, and then drive the plow truck from the top of the hill back to the house. The mud was over a foot deep in spots, and the passenger vehicle would just sink in and spin, even in four-wheel drive. With much, much bigger tires, the plow truck was able to drive back to the house. The next morning, repeat, only backwards. Even with a well-built road, you sometimes get muddy spots anyway when the frost moves out of the ground. Everything becomes saturated. And then it snows again or rains or freezes or thaws and back and forth, back and forth. April should be actually called the whiplash moon. One day sunny and melting in the 50s and the next day more snow. So if you come up to the North Woods this time of year to visit somebody and there are logs or chairs or sawhorses or something set up at the beginning of their driveway, and their vehicles are all parked there, just pull in and park your vehicle and hike in. The two-leggeds and the four-leggeds at the end of your hike will be glad that you did. The ruffed grouse have survived this winter, thank goodness. They startle me and the dogs when they burst up out of the snow as we enjoy the dripping and the freezing. The barred owls apparently are establishing territories right now because they're vocal all of the time. The "Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you?" that barred owl call is going off all around, even in daylight. I hear the whinny of an eastern screech owl in the middle of the night sometimes. even though their range isn't supposed to include the Superior Highlands. I heard one for the first time here last year. Friends not too far from here have a saw-whet owl. Its call is like the backup alarm on a piece of heavy equipment. Beep, 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 beep. The woods are always alive, always calling, if you can tune in your brain to the music, as it were. My huskies are apparently hearing the call of the rodents underneath the snow. They dig and dig into the snow, sometimes so far that you just see the tail out of the top. I haven't seen any black bears yet in the backyard, but I expect one any day. They're just coming awake out of their long winter sleep. Spring is calling all around. Green is coming. It isn't the how much longer we endure in March. It's the, oh my goodness, feel the sun, that we get in April. The wow factor. Hummingbirds will arrive in the backyard in 2 to 3 weeks. Easter, Passover, snowmelt, ice out, spring break, mud season. It's all part of the change of seasons in the North Woods. I hope this month finds you healthy, warm, and safe. Well, this is Sunny signing off. I can't wait to talk to you again next month. Thank you for listening to Lake County Journal on WTIP. Drive carefully, and don't forget to be grateful.